Did the touchdown in the two-minute drill to Bennett stand out to you? Because we've seen it before. He scrambles for like 8 seconds and finds someone. How rare is that to have a quarterback that can do that and throw over the middle late, which is the Cardinals' sin, but make it a good one?
I think it's an awesome factor to have as a teammate of both of them, Marty and A-Rod. And I think being able to extend the play is just another great part of the offense, and that's just another weapon.
Lance, can you put us in your shoes and tell us what it's like playing with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, probably the best quarterback you've in your whole career?
Today the ball hit me right in the chest. I didn't have time to get my hands around, so it's awesome just having a guy like that, and he sees what you see and vice versa. So I think it's great just being able to have somebody like that, especially being a vet. He kind of knows what to expect from you, and you know what to expect from him. You kind of know when the ball is coming. So
you know he doesn't like guys that drop the ball, right?
Yes, I do know that.
What have you picked up from him so far, just working with him these few years?
I think he tries to slowly incorporate his way of the game, and with signals and certain little habits he has and things that you kind of don't get from every quarterback in the league. And I'm slowly picking up on that. He might throw a signal at me, and I might not know what it is, but, I'll ask him, and, he'll say, all right, this is what that means. So going forward, I'll know. So I think it's just me slowly catching up on, the signals and the little things that he does.
How do you get this new opportunity here? The Green Bay Packers are the team that's an NFC Championship game for your career, you personally. How do you get this new opportunity here?
Just a fresh start and a good opportunity to go out there and just win some games and, possibly go to the playoffs and further. For me, I haven't been further than the regular season, so I'm looking forward to extending the regular season further. So
you mentioned the pass that hit you in the chest. It was 20 yards down the field, and we heard it pop over 40 yards away. In what ways is the ball he throws different from that?
I think he just knows when to put a little velocity on it, a little mustard on it, and I think he knows kind of when to tone it down, kind of let you catch it, run under it. That way you can turn and catch it in stride and get moving. So I think he knows, he definitely knows when to put a little mustard on it and when to take a little off, so.
I think Brian Angelico mentioned during the offseason program that you want to tell us, kind of in the room together, sort of balance each other.
Yeah.
What's that been like, just kind of developing that chemistry?
Good. I think Marty, him going into his 10th season, he has a lot of knowledge. He's obviously very funny, and he's very motivating to be around, so. I bring the other side. I'm a little more quiet, but I definitely pay attention, and I like to lead by example and do things like that. So we definitely balance each other out, but it's been a great experience so far. So, we're just trying to carry it into the season. We're looking at this as an opportunity for all of us just to take a little bit of pressure off of each other and just go out there and score some points.
You said before that you had watched the Packers in the past during some of the flights back and Did you ever look at your skill set and be like, man, if I could get in that offense, I could potentially?
Definitely. I mean, you always want to – every receiver's, best dream is to be able to catch passes from a quarterback who knows the system. And for me, it works out great because I'm coming in and – to a system that's already established, it's on me to pick it up and learn it. So I'm definitely grateful to be here for sure.
Did you get much chance to spend time down in Milwaukee during the offseason, or were you mostly
during OTAs? I was able to get down there. I caught a couple Brewers games, so I think they're still in first place. The Cubs are they're creeping.
What's the more exciting thing looking at it this season? This group of tight ends and maybe even just the wide receiver playmakers are going to be lining up with?
Yeah.
Or the idea of catching from number 12?
A little bit of everything, honestly. I think, being out there in OTAs and practices sometimes, watching some of the throws he makes and some of the catches that Cobb and Jordy and Tay makes is pretty ridiculous. So I try to, when we're watching film on ourselves, I try to watch them too because I know they run really good routes and stuff. So I try to pick up on what they do a little bit too.
That's you said Marty's funny, and he is.
Yeah.
But Brian told us that you're no slouch in those meetings. Are you trying to keep your sense of humor a secret from us?
I'm just a little more low key. That's all. I think Marty he just stands out a little more. But yeah, I have my jokes. I have a joke or two.
I remember having these conversations with Jared Cook last year, and I know you have to answer this question carefully because you don't want to offend the guys you played with in St. Louis and LA, but they're not Aaron Rodgers. I mean, in addition to just being excited about playing with him, is it also, I mean, you know who you're going to be playing with, and there was, what was it like to kind of deal with that? Because I know Jared said it was a challenge at times, too.
Yeah, I mean, as you get older or as you become a veteran in this league, you know, you kind of know how to run certain routes. You know, they put a route on a piece of paper, and you know how to run it. So I think with Aaron, it's just a feel thing. You know, he knows what to expect from you if you get a certain coverage. You know, the route might not be what it looks like on paper. So that's, for me, coming here, it's more of a graduate level as opposed to, I don't want to call it elementary, but undergrad level. So it's better as far as just being able to, I guess, be on the same page and thinking.